Have you ever felt like your therapist just wasn't getting you? Like maybe missing something important about your background or experiences? Well, that's what we're going to be diving into today. Some new research about how therapists handle or sometimes don't handle their clients' cultural identities.
And we're going beyond that, like, kind of checklist approach to cultural competency. We're really talking about this idea of cultural humility and how that can actually kind of change the game in therapy.
So before we get too far, what exactly is cultural humility?
So think of it this way. It's not about being an expert on, like, every culture out there. It's more about recognizing that we as therapists, we don't have all the answers, right? And we need to approach each client with this, like, genuine curiosity to understand their unique cultural experience.
So less about, showing off what you know and more about like being open to learning from the client.
Exactly. It's about truly listening, asking questions, really trying to see the world through your client's eyes without any preconceived notions.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, this deep dive is based on some really interesting research from the American Psychological Association. They did a study at a university counseling center with over 240 clients and 50 therapists. So a pretty solid sample size, I would say.
It definitely gives us some good insights. What I think makes this research really fascinating is that it focuses on client perceptions, right? So it's not about what the therapists think they're doing, but about how clients actually experience their therapist's approach to cultural identity.
So does it even matter? Like, could therapists be missing opportunities to talk about their clients' backgrounds and stuff? And if so, does it even affect the therapy itself? That's what we're looking at today.
Absolutely. And the study really focuses on two key things: cultural humility from the therapist, and then cultural opportunities that come up during sessions.
I get cultural humility, but break down these cultural opportunities for me. What are we talking about?
Think of them as moments during therapy where it makes sense to bring up the client's cultural identity. It's not about, like, forcing it or anything, but just being aware and recognizing these openings that appear organically.
Okay, so can you give me like a real-world example? How would a therapist seize one of these cultural opportunities?
Sure. Let's say you have a client who's talking about feeling really defeated after facing sexism at work, right? A therapist who's really tuned in to cultural opportunities might not only just validate her feelings, but also explore how her experience connects to, like, the bigger picture of gender inequality in society.
So it's about recognizing that our personal struggles are often like tangled up with these larger cultural forces.
Precisely. And feeling seen and understood in that way can be so powerful for clients. It can help build trust and make that therapeutic relationship even stronger.
So what did the study find? Did all this really impact how well therapy worked for these clients?
So this is where it gets really interesting, right? The study actually found that clients who felt that their therapists missed these cultural opportunities reported worse outcomes from therapy overall.
That makes sense, right? If you feel like a huge part of who you are is being overlooked, it's probably hard to fully buy into the process.
Absolutely. But here's the kicker, though. That connection between missed opportunities and negative outcomes, it was only really strong for clients who rated their therapists low in cultural humility.
Wait, so even if a therapist missed some of these cultural things, if they were still seen as culturally humble, it wasn't necessarily bad.
That's exactly what the data suggests. It seems like that, like, foundation of cultural humility can actually kind of soften the blow
Wow, that's
of
interesting.
those missed opportunities.
So even if a therapist isn't perfect, if they come in with that, humble and open attitude, clients are still likely to have a good experience.
It really highlights just how crucial that underlying stance of humility is in creating a therapeutic space that feels safe and validating.
This is all so relevant for anyone who's ever been to therapy or even thinking about it, right? I mean, we all have these different cultural identities
Absolutely.
that shape our experiences.
And what I love about this study is that it recognizes that clients weren't, like, boxed into predefined categories, They got to actually choose what identities mattered most to them,
I love that.
whether it was race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, religion, socioeconomic status, whatever felt most relevant to them.
You give so much power to the client.
Totally.
To define what's important.
Yeah. And it raises a really important question for all of us.
What's that?
Have we ever felt like a part of our identity wasn't fully grasped, wasn't fully acknowledged in a therapeutic setting?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something worth reflecting on.
It is. It is. Okay. So why does this really matter? What's the bigger picture here?
Well, if we kind of zoom out a bit, I think it's about recognizing the power dynamics that exist.
Okay.
Between a therapist and a client.
Yeah.
The therapist naturally holds a position of authority.
Right.
And that can be tricky when you factor in cultural differences.
That's true. You're opening up to someone, you know, sharing very personal things with someone that you might not even know that well.
Absolutely. And there's vulnerability there.
Yes.
And cultural humility can help therapists approach this dynamic with more sensitivity.
Okay.
It's about fostering empowerment, not control.
I see how that can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's not the expert novice. It's
right.
More collaborative.
Exactly. More respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually aligns with a lot of the principles in feminist psychology, which puts a lot of emphasis on acknowledging and addressing those power imbalances in therapy.
This is fascinating. It really like highlights all the little nuances of culture that come into play.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also curious about the therapists themselves.
Yeah.
Did the study say anything about what makes some therapists more in tune with this cultural humility idea and these opportunities?
So here's another really interesting finding.
Okay.
The study found that therapists themselves actually played a big role in how often these cultural moments were missed.
Okay, so does that mean some therapists are just better at this than others?
It seems like some therapists were consistently rated as more culturally humble than others, and some were just more likely to miss those cultural opportunities no matter who their client was.
So is cultural humility like something you're born with, like empathy or open-mindedness? Or is it a skill you can learn and develop?
Yeah, that's the big question,
that's
right?
That's the big question.
And unfortunately, this study doesn't give us a definitive answer.
Okay.
But it definitely raises important questions about how we train therapists and what qualities we prioritize.
You know, this deep dive is making me think about my own experiences and the therapists I've worked with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's so clear how crucial this cultural humility is.
Absolutely.
To a good therapeutic experience.
It's critical.
Yeah.
And it really speaks to the importance of continued learning and professional development.
Right.
You know, in the field of therapy.
We can't just assume all therapists are automatically equipped to handle this, right?
Yes.
It takes real effort.
Yeah. A willingness to keep learning.
Yeah.
And the courage to kind of challenge our own assumptions.
Absolutely. And that's where training programs,
yes,
professional organizations, and even individual therapists have a responsibility, right?
Terribly.
To step up.
Yeah.
We need to create a culture where cultural humility,
yes,
isn't just a buzzword, but a value that shapes how we practice.
100%.
What about the clients who might be listening to this? Like, what advice would you give someone who's looking for a therapist and wants to make sure their cultural identity is like understood and respected?
That's such a good question.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that you as the client have the right to ask questions.
Yeah.
And advocate for your needs.
Right.
So don't hesitate to ask potential therapists about their experience working with diverse clients.
Okay.
How they approach those differences in therapy, their commitment to staying up to date on best practices.
So just having an open conversation about it right from the start.
Exactly. And trust your gut. You
know?
If you don't feel comfortable
or
you don't feel like a therapist is really listening to you, it's okay to keep looking.
Yeah.
Until you find someone who feels like the right fit.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
This deep dive has really given us a framework for understanding this whole idea of cultural humility and recognizing those opportunities in therapy, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just some abstract concept.
Yeah.
It really affects how therapy is done and how clients experience it.
Yeah, that's the whole point. And I'm really glad we're having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something that needs to be talked about more broadly.
Yeah.
You know, both within the field of therapy.
Right.
And just in society as a whole.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that really stood out to me in this research was that the therapists themselves seemed to really make a difference in whether those cultural moments were missed or not.
Yeah. It was a big takeaway.
Yeah.
It suggests that there's this therapist factor
yeah.
at play here.
What makes those therapists different?
Right.
Is it their personality?
Yeah, is it their training?
Their own life experience?
It's like they have this sixth sense
mm-hmm.
for recognizing and responding to those cultural cues.
It's so interesting.
It is fascinating, right?
It makes you think, like, we need more research on this.
Yeah.
To understand what makes these therapists so effective at embodying cultural humility.
Yeah. Is it something you can teach?
Right.
Or is it something more intuitive?
Yeah. And if we can teach it, how do we do that?
Right.
Like, how do we equip therapists with the right tools and mindset to approach each client with cultural humility?
Yeah. Those are the million-dollar questions. And mm-hmm. I think the answers lie in a multi-pronged approach, right?
Right.
It starts with training programs
mm-hmm.
that prioritize this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And give therapists actual skills for navigating these differences.
Okay.
We also need ongoing professional development
right.
that keeps them up to date.
Yeah.
And honestly, we need a culture in the field itself
yeah.
that values and rewards these skills.
I like that we're not just talking about the problem anymore.
Yeah.
We're looking for solutions.
Yeah, moving from awareness to action.
Okay.
And creating real change.
And that action has to happen at all levels, right?
Exactly.
Individual therapists can commit to their own learning. Mm. Training programs can weave it in.
Absolutely.
Professional organizations can set standards and support.
Yeah, it's about a collective effort.
Right.
To make cultural humility the norm, not the exception.
You got it. And when we achieve that, everyone benefits, right?
100%.
Clients feel seen.
Yeah.
Therapists are more effective.
Right.
The relationship itself becomes a place for real connection.
Totally. Totally.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
It has.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
I know, but we've covered so much.
Yeah.
The main takeaway, I think, is that cultural humility isn't just a nice to have. It's essential
mm-hmm.
for good therapy.
Yeah.
It's about understanding power dynamics.
Right.
Approaching each client with curiosity and respect.
Yeah.
And being aware of those opportunities that come up that can deepen that therapeutic relationship.
And recognizing that it's a journey, right?
Yeah.
Not a destination.
Yeah, there's always more to learn.
Yeah.
More to reflect on. More ways to grow in our understanding of these dynamics.
I feel like this deep dive has been super eye-opening.
Yeah. I hope our listeners feel the same way. Mm-hmm. I hope it sparks more conversations.
Yeah.
More action.
Yeah.
That leads to real change in how we approach therapy and support each other's well-being.
It's not just about, like, dissecting a research study.
Right, exactly.
It's about challenging our own assumptions,
uh-huh.
expanding our perspectives,
yeah.
creating a more inclusive and equitable world for everyone.
Absolutely. And I think that's the perfect way to transition into the last part of our deep dive.
It really feels like we've gone on this whole journey exploring all of this.
Yeah, it has been quite a deep dive.
Yeah, and I'm really glad we could do this together.
Me too. And,
yeah.
you know, I think it's important to end our deep dive with a question for all of us to think about.
Okay, I like that. What's the final thought you want to leave our listeners with?
So how can we as a society encourage more therapists to not just like embrace this idea of cultural humility,
right.
but to be really mindful of those opportunities that yeah. come up in therapy?
That's a big one, right? Like, it's not just about therapists changing. It sounds like yeah. we need like systemic changes
yeah.
in how therapists are trained,
mm-hmm.
supported,
yeah. yeah,
evaluated.
Exactly. We need to create a culture where cultural humility is just built into how we do therapy.
Right.
It's about making sure that therapy is truly inclusive.
Yeah.
And empowering for everyone, no matter who they are or where they come from.
I feel like this has given me so much to think about.
Me too.
It's like a call to action
yeah.
for therapists and clients.
Absolutely.
Training programs and really anyone who cares about mm-hmm. making the world more just.
100%. It yeah. starts with each of us.
Yeah.
You know, we can all play a role in promoting cultural humility.
Yeah.
Both in our personal lives mm-hmm. and in our work.
It's a good reminder that these conversations matter.
Absolutely.
That these issues are important. And we all have a responsibility to do something.
Well said. And on that note,
yeah.
I think we've reached the end of our deep dive.
I think so. Thanks for joining us on this journey, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
I hope you learned some valuable stuff along the way.
Yes, and we hope it inspires you to keep learning and thinking about these important ideas.
Yeah.
In your own life and in how you connect with other people.
Until next time, keep diving deep.